Hello all, and welcome to the first episode of Bruce Bearcast. For those of you who did not fully get that play on words, Bruce Middle School currently goes by the Bearcats. However, this will soon be changing to the more aptly named Bears. The Bruce Bearcast is your one-stop hub for Bruce Middle School news and highlights. Today, we're going to dive into sports with our first guest, Mrs. Yard. She'll be talking to our own Mila about the cross-country team and volleyball season so far. We'll also be looking back at the first months of school, with all the exciting learning and events that have taken place at Bruce so far. Hello, my friends. My name is Mr. B, and I am the tech teacher at Bruce Middle School. Just like all of our grade 6 students this year, I am also new to the school. For the past 18 years, I was the grade 4-5 teacher at Heritage Elementary School, and I finally moved on and up to middle school. And so far, I love it. It is definitely an adjustment moving from elementary school to middle school, but the adjustment has been an easy one, especially with such an amazing staff and all the amazing students at Bruce. Joining me on today's episode is one of our fabulous grade 7 students, Mila.
Good afternoon, Mila.
Good afternoon, Mr. B.
How's the start of the year been for you so far?
Pretty good.
What's been good so far about the year?
Well, you know, I have more friends this year. My grades are getting better. I'm actually participating more, so.
That's fabulous. All right. Are you glad to be back to normal?
Yes, very much so, because remote learning was a real drag because, A, I never got to see any of my friends. So falling behind a lot, wasn't participating as much, you know. Yeah.
So it's much better to be back at school with everyone.
Yeah.
It's good. One last question. What is your favorite part of the day?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think Friday mornings right after breakfast club are the best because, I don't know if you know this, but Miss Yard has a special guest that comes Fridays named Charlie. So we usually get to take her for a walk in the mornings and stuff, and it just gets my day better.
And I'm assuming, Charlie, because you're taking her for a walk, it could be a person, but it's not a person, is it?
No, it's a dog. She's Miss Yard's dog, and she's been training at school to become the school service dog. And I think she's just, like, become a part of the school now, so.
Yeah, and she definitely, like you said before to me, that she brings lots of smiles to kids in the school, which is really good.
I think, like, for kids that have, like, a bad morning or stuff, it just, like, changes the mood completely.
Yeah, very calming dog for sure.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, coming up next is Mila's interview with Mrs. Yard.
Miss Yard, how do you feel about the school year so far?
That's a great question, Mila. I'm really excited to have just a normal start to the school year this year. It's nice to see the kids that are like so excited to be back at school. It's nice to have all the kids back at school. And it's nice to see kids coming in with smiles and just excited to be here. It's been a really busy start, but it's been a really good start.
Okay. Is it nice to be back to normal-ish?
I like the ish on there. Yes. So like I said, having all the kids back in the building instead of some or having some that are on remote learning, it's really nice to have everybody in the building. Having, you know, things being announced during announcements again because things are back on. So having sports, having some clubs going, having intramurals at lunch, it's just really nice to have everything back to normal-ish.
Okay, and can you tell us about the volleyball season so far?
Oh my goodness, our volleyball players have been amazing. They've been so dedicated on all of our teams. So specifically, Mr. Koscheck and I can speak to the Tier 1 volleyball girls who have been just knocking it out of the park. I was saying at practice last night that I couldn't believe how much they've improved, and it really speaks to the amount of commitment that they've given to volleyball this year.
And on a totally different note, what made you decide to bring Charlie the dog to school?
Well, there is a very specific someone who may be standing next to me who is like a dog whisperer. So that's Mila, everybody. She's a dog whisperer. And Charlie is training to be an emotional support dog at school. So what better person to help me train Charlie than you? So it was a really great day that I got to surprise Mila and say, hey, I have a job for you. You're helping me train Charlie. I'm pretty sure Charlie has like taken over the school. She's like turned into our mascot. She may even have her picture in the yearbook this year as a staff member.
Also, do you find Charlie to be a positive part of Bruce?
Oh, goodness. She is. You know what? Actually, I've had so many kids that have come and said that she makes a difference for them. So that part to me just makes it all worthwhile. And it's just really cool to see kids connect with, to see the way that kids connect with her. So definitely a positive part of the school.
Welcome back, everyone. Joining us for some grade 8 perspectives to the start of the school year is Abigail. Welcome to the show, Abigail, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
As one of our grade 8 students, how has the start of the year been for you?
I think the start of the year has been really good this year.
Could you tell us a little bit about remote learning last year, and are you glad to be back to the school now?
Well, remote learning was definitely difficult, and it had a lot of ups and downs and back and forths, but I'm very glad to be back at school again.
What is the best part about being back at school?
The best part about being back at school is probably just being able to be with people and see people in more of a normal way again.
Yeah, after this long period of time, it is really nice to see people again, and it's nice to see you all back at school. Well, Abigail, we're going to bring on our next special guest for you to interview. Please welcome to the show, Mrs. Waters.
Welcome to the show, Miss Waters. How do you feel about the school year so far?
How do I feel about the school year so far? Well, I think it's been really great. It's been nice to have all of our kids here in person because at this point last year, we were already flipping to the alternate days where the sevens and eights were split into two groups. And that was really sad and difficult for us, right? Because we didn't have everybody in the house at the same time here. So it's been really nice to be able to have a full house here at Bruce and see everybody in the halls. It does feel a lot more normal because, you know, our sports are back up again running. And it's nice to be able to talk about about band class and jazz band and to be even thinking about a musical for the spring. So it feels a lot more positive and not so scary now that we're kind of getting through, I want to knock on wood, but getting through COVID right now. And then there's positivity too, in that we're talking more and more about even our younger kids being able to be vaccinated now so that we can all be safe and we don't have to worry so much. So I've been really feeling positive so far. It's been nice to have some feels of normalcy around here.
I know for myself, it's nice to be back to normal. Is it nice to be back to normal for you?
Is it nice to be back to normal? It sure is. I mean, it's still not quite 100% normal because we, of course, all have our masks on and there's still rules about having to keep kids distanced, which is like super difficult sometimes to get everyone to like stay apart from one another and give each other more space. But it does feel a lot more normal than it did last year. So it is really nice. And like I said, it's great to be able to have the ability to have sports and music and all of these important things that make school so much more fun and fulfilling. So yeah, it's been really great.
What is the hardest part about being a vice principal?
What is the hardest part about being a vice principal? That's a really good question. It's a really fun job. maybe the hardest part is just finding the balance between wanting to be able to be out in the halls and visit with our staff and students and be in classrooms and be a part of all that. But then there's the other part of the job where we have to also do the things that help run the school too, right? So if there's, you know, talking about budgets and talking about, you know, when are we going to pull the fire drill for a practice and all of those other things. So trying to find balance between like the administration part of running a school and then my just natural instinct just to want to be around the kids all the time is probably the hardest part for me.
Do you remember teaching with Mr. B?
Of course I remember teaching with Mr. B. Mr. B and I go a long, long way back. And, you know, we're both very young, so maybe I shouldn't say that. Yeah,
that's right.
Mr. B.
We are very young.
But yes, Mr. B and I go a long way back to when we taught together for many, many years at Heritage. And we had a lot of fun and pulled a lot of pranks.
Sure did.
We both grew up together. Like that was my first experience as a teacher. And so he helped me a lot through, you know, being the teacher that I wanted to be and gave me lots of great advice. And I think I helped him a little bit too. And we just had so much fun working together. So when I heard that he was coming to Bruce back in the spring, I thought, sweet.
And I felt the same for sure.
But we had a lot of laughs over the years and I'm sure they already are continuing. So it's so fun. And it's so great to have Mr. B here at Bruce because it's neat to see like so many of our Heritage kids who had that great relationship with him. And it's neat for him to be able to see you guys get older.
Yeah, you get to see us get older and we get to see you get older.
Like middle school is a little bit different from early years and getting to see you guys grow and mature has been a lot of fun. So we're excited to have him here with us.
And I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you to all our guests for this episode. And thank you to our student interviewers as well. We'll be back very soon with our next episode to give you some more insights as to what's going on at Bruce Middle School. Thank you for joining us.